many anomalies have been confirmed. At her own expense, Joy consulted a ballistic specialist. Today, this independent expert seriously questioned the official theory of the suicide.
An excerpt of the film Rape in the Ranks, The Enemy Within. It's premiered here in New York at the New York Independent Film Festival. We thank Pascal Bourgault, the French journalist and filmmaker, for making the film. You can go to our website for details. I'm Amy Goodman with Sharifa Gokhadouz. Thanks for joining us.
And you are listening to radio station WUSB, Stony Brook, where the time is 6 o'clock. Time, once again, for Off the Wall. You know, it's an embarrassment to have equipment like this in the 21st century. See, this is what it's doing. I'm not even touching it. It's just, it's throwing a fit on its own. All right, you know what? I'm going to just have to reject it live on the air. I'm sorry for this. I swear, you know, we'd be better off going back to turntables. They never broke down like this. Okay, we're trying the other CD player now. I apologize. I wish I could play Concert Billboard, but we don't have that either. Okay. All right, the second CD player has also failed. Now, we have three CD players, so if that one doesn't work, I suppose we'll just play Democracy Now! Again or something. Okay, the third CD player seems to be working. We're going to press the button now. Let's start over. It's 1 minute after 6 o'clock. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook. It's time, once again, for Off the Wall. You know, this is funny because it's playing. I see it playing. Oh, this is my fault. I'm sorry. I had the button pressed twice. Okay. You know, I'm going to start it over again. Because I want this to be perfect. I want this to be the perfect show. I really do. And it's going to be. All right. Here we go. It's 6:02. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook. Time, once again, for Off the Wall. That was perfect, wasn't it? Oh, damn it. giving advice, sorry for the delay, just had to negotiate with a few mechanical objects, but I think we're finally getting the show on the road, so to say. A lot of fun tonight here at the Big O Radio Station, where we're in the middle of our fall fundraiser. And here's Finn to tell us more about it. Boy, you really burst in here with
drama
there.
I got to tell you, yeah. It's one of these things where...
I don't know what that noise is. This is like reverberating type of noise.
I got to tell you, well, look, are we getting any
noise? Oh, you know what it is? It's the fan hitting against the microphone that's causing this.
There you go.
Isn't that? Yeah, now you move.
Is that
it.
A
okay.
little better?
Yeah, it's better. But that was really pretty cool.
Okay.
I was wondering. It's the fan was knocking against the base of the microphone, and I couldn't see it doing that, and it was reverberating the whole microphone.
That's just my style. That's how
it
I roll.
It is. It really is. Now, bursting in like that, I imagine there's something important to tell us.
Well, what I have to tell us is that obviously we are suffering from some equipment difficulties here at WUSB.
Boy, and, you put that mildly.
And you know, usually it's just a question of you know, please contribute and let us. You know, so we can keep our signal coming out there and on the net and
mm-hmm.
over the airwaves and the tower and all the rest of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And in this particular case, we're literally dealing with some internal issues here that our stuff is old, kids.
Oh, I thought you meant some people that needed to be purged.
Well, there's some old people, too,
okay.
and people that need to be purged. But, you know, your contribution means so much at this time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's we're in some dire straits here. We're
do you know though, Finn?
Thread.
Do you know every single radio station below 92 is also asking for money at this time of year? I've noticed this. I've gone to every single station, and they're all doing the same thing. In fact, BAI, or the other station I work for, is also doing this now. And I realize, listening to USB, you know, plaintively asking for funds as well. That while we're the most sincere radio station out there, and I think I think one of the most diverse and interesting, we're also not very good at actually getting people to call in, because I think we feel guilty asking people to support us. You know, why would anybody want to support us? We're just doing what we love doing, and you know, we're not good at this. We're not good at professional fundraising. I listened to some people the other day. I'm not going to embarrass them by saying who they were, but they were doing this great conversation about USB, what it's all about, and I don't think they gave out the phone number once.
You know? Well, I'll give out the phone number right
That's
now.
That's the kind of thing we do. We'll talk. Let me just interrupt you before you give out the phone number and talk for 10 more minutes without saying anything having to do with how people can help us. You know, it's people want to help us, but they don't know how because we're bad at telling them. And we're bad at telling them because we're good at programming, and that's what we really should be doing all the time. And we would be doing more of it if we didn't have to ask for money all the time. It sounds like a catch-23, but it is.
Exactly correct. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things about us here is that we're all volunteer, unlike the other stations on the dial.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't mention which stations they are, but stations you may think are public and people don't get.
But if you ask us if a particular station is one of them,
we
will answer yes or no.
That's correct.
So go ahead and do that.
But there are many, many stations out there asking for money right now, and they portray themselves as, I mean, they never really tell you that they get salaries.
Mm-hmm.
Here, Emmanuel, what did you do with your check last week?
Yeah, right. Every single station that has that three-letter acronym attached to it, NPR. They have lots of people being paid at their radio station.
Lots of money coming in.
Yeah, almost every person there is getting paid. At stations like this, which do not have NPR affiliation, it's a whole different matter. It's a whole different thing. And that's why our equipment's falling apart, because we don't have all these funds pouring in from multiple sources. Basically, we have our listeners. We have a small amount that comes from the student government here at Stony Brook. And I got to tell you, it's not enough. We need something out. We need a big, some kind of caper or something that
we need
to come up with. Maybe later on at the bar we can talk about it. But
that's right.
I know a watchman, a night watchman. We should talk. We'll talk about what we can do. That's good for everybody. I'm saying, and they're insured too.
And if we can do it, nobody knows about it.
And you still haven't given the phone number out.
631.
It's incredible to me.
632-6901.
Which is it? 631 or 632?
631-632-6901 or 631-632-6901. WUSB. That's another phone number.
Okay,
right,
interesting.
Here.
So,
or you can go online to WUSB.FM, although we actually prefer your phone calls because we have volunteers out here right now who are sitting in the dark because things are so bad. We're just waiting for those little red lights to give us a little glow so mm-hmm. we can see around them.
Let me just say, as a special offer, and I'm going to take care of this personally myself, but for anybody calling in tonight for any pledge, $50 and above, you'll get an autographed copy of the official 2600 book, the collector's edition, because you're going to be
wow.
a collector after tonight. I will sign it, made out to you, as soon as you make good on your pledge.
631-632-6901. Give us a call right now.
Now I see one call on the line, which is good, but we have five lines.
Yeah, and the bottom line here is that we're here because...
That is the bottom line. How do you know that was the bottom line?
That's right.
At the very bottom.
We
need four more.
We love to do this. We love it. Emmanuel loves disseminating this information.
I was fairly bursting with enthusiasm thinking about how I was going to be begging for money tonight when I was waking up today.
But love don't pay the bills, baby.
No, it doesn't.
We need a little of your love.
Because we've tried that, and that doesn't work.
That's right.
Yeah.
Love, we need your love. And you know where your love comes from? Unfortunately, it comes out of your checking account.
In
you know?
This particular case,
and,
yes. But it spreads love all around, and it spreads radio all around.
And we're really struggling here right now. I mean,
we
every
are.
Night we all come in here, and, you know, we do it. We do it gratis.
Yeah.
But we come in here and we're working on equipment that is kind of dilapidated. I mean, the board we're looking at, that if you could see what Emmanuel
this
and I see right now.
This is the same board that has been here since day one. And you know what? I've got some history for the folks
day
tonight.
One is 1977.
And Finn, I want you to hear this because I have some history from when the station first went on the air. And, in fact, we played a little bit of this last week. I'm just going to play the audio underneath us of Frank, our chief engineer, giving a test broadcast. As the station had not yet signed on. It was June 1977.
Wow.
And this is the sound of him giving a test.
This is an equipment test of radio WUSB Stony Brook, transmitting on an assigned carrier frequency of 90.1 megahertz stereo FM. This transmission is only for equipment test purposes.
Yeah, that was me in my home in Stony Brook, still in high school, hearing this brand new radio station up over the hill that had just signed on the air, and actually they had just signed off, now you can hear the static, and I was fascinated. I was fascinated by radio. I was just fascinated by technology in general and new things. I had no idea I would become a part of this place. I had no idea I'd become accepted at Stony Brook and actually go to school here. Well, I guess I did by then, June of 1977. But literally the day after I graduated high school was the day WUSB signed on for real. I graduated June 26th. They signed on June 27th.
Wow. Now, I have to tell you, I was also living in this area, and you and I went to the same high school.
Yeah.
And I started listening, I guess, it was the very end of 77, around December.
Uh-huh.
And I remember very clearly being so excited. There was such a great station right here in my community.
Yeah.
And... You know, we know you guys are listening out there, and we know that you guys feel the same way. And
631-632-9872, 631-632-6901.
Right. For very small pledges, you get some very cool stuff.
And everybody 50 and above gets the 2600 book, the best of, something
wow,
like
that's fantastic.
800 pages, more than 800 pages of amazing material from 2600 magazine
is
over the past 25
signed?
Years. No, I don't sign every page. I sign the front of the book, and I'll sign it with your name in it, too.
Oh, I'll sign it, too.
Yeah, I think Frank's about to speak.
This is an equipment test of radio.
But anyway, we have 20 for $25.
We're talking over Frank in 1977.
Assigned carrier frequency of 90.1 megahertz stereo FM. This transmission is only for equipment test purposes.
Okay, only for equipment test purposes, not to be rebroadcast 32 years later.
Absolutely magical.
Yeah. But the thing is, they used the same equipment back then, literally the same dials.
So
and
does
knobs.
Frank, I understand.
Yeah, and we're all still here. All the same people are still here, but a lot of new people, too. So many people have come through the doors, walked in, walked out, so hopefully a long time afterwards. And this is the mystery music that nobody identified last week that somebody was playing. Okay, well, that's all we have of it.
That's a real mystery.
That is a mystery. I have more of this. I have more of this, but we want to see the phones light up. Now, we have something called the 90.1 Club. That's for $90.10. Not only will you get the book, the Best of 2600 Collector's Edition, which is a rarity, limited edition, each one individually numbered and signed to you. You'll get that for every pledge 50 and above. But if you pledge for the 90.1 Club, Finn, what else do we have for
you
the
You also
folks?
Get the sweatshirt. The T-shirt, anything else in this category? The tote, the mug, the
what's a tote? Cap. What's a mug?
Well, a mug, you
this
know,
lingo
not,
of yours.
Not your, yeah, exactly. Not a disturbing face at the window or something like that, but uh-huh. rather a nice, really cool WUSB mug, and you get the knit cap or the baseball cap. You get a whole combination of things you can possibly choose from. All, by the way, with, as you will agree, Emmanuel, the very sharp, brand new WUSB logo.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And the
90.1
Club.
So if you already have this stuff, not mm-hmm. to interrupt you, but if you already have this stuff, you know, you already have your mug, your hat, whatever else, this is stuff with new logos, baby. It's like a brand new game.
Yeah, every year, every couple of years, we change around the logos and make it more modern and in keeping with the times.
That's correct.
And we do that for you. We do that for our listeners to have a collection of items that span the years so that you can kind of keep a little timetable going.
As do I, except when I break the mug, then it's hard to get the old ones.
We have no call.
631-632-6901. We're trying to stay on the air right here. Keep Emmanuel on the air. Keep WUSB broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is it our tower, but it's also our equipment in here. We have expenses. Every single dollar, every single penny that is given to this station goes to getting the signal from this desk by the console out to you.
Right.
631-632-6901. Give us a call right now.
We have listeners locally. We have listeners all around the world. Mm-hmm. So no matter where you are, if you give us a call, we'll be able to take your donation and send you these thank you gifts that we're making available tonight. Now, the book is only going to be available tonight, so you have to call between the next, within the next 40 minutes
right.
in order to take advantage of that. But I'd really like to see at least one phone call come in at 631-632-6901 or 631-632-WUSB, and that will propel us into the first feature, which is basically something else from 1977 after the station actually went on the air. And I have a bunch of these clips I'd really like to play for people. But I got to know people are out there listening, that it matters to them, that all the time we've put into this place
right.
counts for something, and that you want us to continue and put in some more time and make some more radio, and hopefully you all participate as well.
Right, and of course, you don't have to pledge just the 90.1. You can pledge $10, $15, $25, get you a military cap.
A military cap, wow.
That's correct.
Times have changed.
Various music CDs of all kinds. We have volunteers in here ready to give them to you. Knit caps, travel mugs, ceramic mugs, baseball caps. For $50, you get the tote bag, and you can get various gift certificates of all kinds. T-shirt, sweatshirt for $75. Give us a call. You get all the cool WUSB swag.
Yeah, that's the dial tone. That means that nobody's calling. We don't like that sound. We
like
the sound
that.
Of the phone ringing.
631-632-6901. Give us a call right now.
More than the sound of the phone ringing, we like the sound of a person on the other end of the phone.
That's
a happy
correct.
Person on the end of the phone. And you will be happy after you call us and donate something, because you'll be a part of this place. You'll be helping to keep Long Island's really only independent non-commercial radio station.
That's correct.
On the air. There aren't really any others that I can think of.
And
really
there's
nice.
Nowhere else you really get this kind of diversity of opinion.
Actually, Hofstra has a station, to be fair. They have a decent station.
They do, but they're
50 years old. They
are. Yeah. Broadcast range.
Yes, that's right.
Whereas we have, you know, a nice big community radio station. We need you to call to help support that. If
okay,
WUSB is important to you, give us a call right now.
I'm told if you're shy.
6901.
If you're shy, you can go to the website, WUSB.FM, and pledge online, and we can monitor it live. Okay, we can watch it. But again, the deal for the book only holds till 7 p.m., so if for some reason you don't want to talk to us, or you don't have a phone or something like that, go to WUSB.FM and make sure that you pledge using whatever we have over there. But we'd sure like to hear from you. You know, seeing the phone light up is our best indication that there are people out there. And I know when we ask for phone calls to go on the air, people call up. You know, that's
right.
That's something that we make available to people, and not many radio stations do that.
And we give away tickets and a whole bunch of things, and people call all the time for information. Please give us a call right now. Make your call really count.
Okay.
Let us know.
This is what I'm going to do, all right? I'm going to take a leap of faith here and hope that people are out there and that they're going to call up when we play this first clip, all right? Just to give you an idea of what we have here. This is before I was ever involved with the radio station, but I was listening to the radio station,
mm-hmm.
and I was just out of high school, and my friends and I would take great delight in calling this radio program called the Saturday Night Circus.
Uh-huh.
It was on every Saturday night, and it was hosted by two different alternate hosts, Ed Goldberg and Paul Harris. And this first clip is one of the shows hosted by Ed Goldberg. The first thing you'll hear is a friend of mine. My high school friend Al would call up occasionally and have these interesting conversations. And invariably, he'd say something silly towards the end. And, you know, it's funny because we've been on the other side of this. We've taken phone calls and we've had to deal with listeners that say silly things. And, you know, it can be very trying and hard to get through. But we've all been there. We've been listeners, too. So this is just to show you the other side of the coin. Because after my friend Al gets off the phone, I call in as well. Except I don't call in as me. I call in with a special name, which you'll hear in this brief clip here. But again, our phone number is 631-632-6901 or 631-632-9872. Again, pledge of $90.1 gets you all kinds of WUSB paraphernalia, T-shirt, and what is it again?
Well, gives you a choice of a whole bunch of things, all with the great USB logo. But during up until 7 o'clock, of course, you get this fantastic 2600 book.
I would have brought it with me, except it's too heavy. It's over 800 pages in length.
Wow.
And it's a weapon. It can be used as a weapon. All right, but right now, let's go back to 1977 and listen to a bit from the Saturday Night Circus. First, you'll hear my friend Al call in, and then you'll hear my voice.
How are we doing? Waiting for calls to materialize. USB, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to talk about Baki. That's the subject for tonight, I think.
Right, go ahead. You're on.
Well, I've gone to a couple of RSB meetings, you know, Revolutionary Student Brigade,
uh-huh.
and that's in the school, and they're really, you know, really strong about this, and they organized a trip to Harlem to protest the Baki decision.
Wait a minute, what Baki decision? Who decided
Baki
what?
Baki decision, just the fact that it was... You know, that it got this far, that they're protesting his, you know, the very fact that it's going on. Because they think that, you know, it's not really reverse discrimination. It's just a chance, you know, it's an advancement program.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it has to get a chance to, you know, if they kill this, their position is that the blacks, there will be no minorities at all in medical school, and there has to be some kind of beginning point. So I'm getting to pretty much see, you know, their point of view, although I can see the other point of view, but I think it's a question that won't be resolved, you know, too soon.
Well, the Supreme Court may not resolve the moral question, but they may resolve the legal question.
Excuse me.
Goodbye. 2467901 is our number. Oh, winners tonight. I don't know. USB, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Good morning.
This is the Star Guide.
The Star Guide?
How long I have been waiting in this confounded phone booth and putting all this money in just to talk to you.
Where in a phone booth are you?
Mongolia.
Mongolia.
Inner Mongolia.
Inner Mongolia.
You'd never believe how much money I have put into this confounded phone booth. You would not believe it.
Okay, well, make it good.
Okay, what is the topic for tonight?
Where are you that you can't even... Don't you have a radio?
Well, I do have a radio, but we don't pick up USB in Mongolia.
Uh-huh. I see. Well, if you haven't been paying attention, I'm not going to help you out.
Not?
No.
Can I guess what the topic... Well, first of all, tell me, did the Yankees win today?
Yes, they did.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
They had 3-1.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Okay, listen, I'm going to go on to another call.
Going to go on to another
yes.
call?
Yes.
You want to leave me here?
Yes, out in Mongolia.
Oh,
out in Inner Mongolia.
The money on the phone booth, and all you're going to say is that.
That's right.
Okay.
Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, they call me hard-hearted Goldberg.
Okay. That's pretty revealing, isn't it? The Star God, that's what I went on. I don't even remember doing that at all. But
yeah, right, deniability.
Poor Ed Goldberg. Yeah, he had to... One day, I'd be in that seat, and I'd have to deal with all kinds of crazy people calling up, and those are the brain damage years, obviously. But wow, yeah, 1977, the Baki decision, I remember that. That was something to do with affirmative action. And there was he was trying to maintain a serious conversation there.
And he did.
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing is that now you can receive WUSB in Mongolia. So
that's correct.
You can hear us live all over the world.
Right, which gives you the true reference point of that recording there.
Uh-huh.
There's no internet like many of you are listening on right now.
That wouldn't have been an excuse for me not to know what the topic is that day. So, yeah, now there's more. There's more because, you know, as you can see, I got kind of shut out there because I didn't, you know, I kind of backed myself into a corner. I didn't know what the topic was, even though I probably did know what the topic was. So I had to call back later. But, you know, before I call back and you hear what happened back in 1977, we have to see at least one phone call come in. Otherwise, we're just speaking to ourselves, and we can just play this later on our own CD players.
And, you know, we like speaking to ourselves, but we also
we
like
do it
to
all
know
the
you're
time.
Listening.
Absolutely. 631-632-6901, 631-632-9872. We have all kinds of volunteers in there and all kinds of phone lines that are empty right now. And we have all kinds of amazing things to offer, which, you know, anywhere else, the phone lines would simply be busted as far
right?
as how 631-632-6901.
Many times. 631-632-6901. Call us right now, please. Keep us on the air. Keep Emmanuel on the air. Right up until 7 o'clock, a $50 pledge or more gets you the book.
Yes.
The 2600 book.
The best of 2600, yes. And there's so much of the best of 2600 that it had to go over 800 pages, and it's hardcover, and it'll be personally autographed to you. But in addition to that, it's a really good deal because you get all the USB paraphernalia that that you normally would get for whatever amount you choose to pledge.
And there's tons, and it's brand new.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a special bonus just for this show, the 2600 book, plus all the regular stuff you'd get.
631-632-6901. Or 631-632-9872. You know,
come on, guys.
Makes me sad. Makes me sad when there are no phone calls. Yeah. I don't like to dwell on the negative, but the fact of the matter is I have to be realistic at the same time. And, you know, it's maybe nobody wants the book. Maybe we wasted all this time putting out an 800-page book that, well, everyone else seemed to love it.
That's right.
But maybe USB listeners aren't like everybody else. Well, no, we know that's true. But maybe they, you know, they're looking for something else. Well, you know, there are all kinds of other things that we have to offer you in there. We have compact discs. We have all kinds of coupons and shirts and clothing items and things like that.
If you are looking for something else, please give us a call, make a pledge, and we will hook you up with something that you love.
We take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express.
That's right. We always
cash,
prefer the plastic, but
checks.
We take cash. We take checks. We'll invoice you. Give us a call right now, 631-632-6901.
Now, I played that first clip. I took that leap of faith, and I believed in the listeners that they were going to call in and pledge something to us. That was my act of faith. Now, I'd like to see an act of faith on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I sound like a religious broadcaster, I know, but I just need to see that. I need to see that sign that you're out there, that somebody cares, somebody's listening, somebody wants to support this place, somebody wants us to continue. Otherwise, why not put those three letters after the end of our affiliation and say that we're part of National Public Radio and have All Things Considered on right now instead of something independent and be like everybody else and start paying people and have nice new equipment but not have any independent sound. You know, there's a
right.
big difference.
And I have to tell you, I listen to NPR occasionally.
Oh, I do. Too. I'm not. Yeah,
exactly.
they're fine for what they do. I just want them doing it everywhere.
Right.
You know, every
I
frequency.
There are many. There are many outlets for media. NPR is gobbling up a lot of them. If you appreciate this alternative voice right here on WUSB 90.1 in Stony Brook, please give us a call. Let us know you care. Try to keep us on the air instead of the same old, same old.
All right.
No corporate radio. No, just NPR.
No, religious. I mean, religious radio has its place too, but it's not taking over college radio stations or non-commercial frequencies.
Well, there's a certain religious aspect to this because you have to have the faith in the station.
Faith. Yes, I was talking about the faith.
Give us a call right now, 631-632-6901.
And let me tell you, Finn, we do have a phone call, so I want to thank that person very much in advance for calling in and pledging something, and invite other listeners to call and join him or her. 631-632-6901 or 631-632-9872. The 9872 spells WUSB. We're very proud of that. Now, as far as these early years, we are going to go back to 1977. Finn, when did you start listening to the radio station?
Just in the December of 77.
It took you so long.
Just during the holiday break at the very end of 77.
You know what? You might have heard one of my newscasts because I joined the radio station. The first thing I did was news. Now, if we get enough phone calls, we'll be able to play that newscast, which I consider to be among the worst newscasts of all time. And but in order for us to get there, we have to go through some other clips. And, well, you know, hopefully we'll get enough phone calls so that we can play it. Otherwise, I'll have to wait until next week because it's. I want to play the full newscast.
Well, I want to hear it myself.
It is so bad. I mean, it is just so awful that...
bad is good.
Well, I don't know about it in this case. In this case, I think bad is very bad. But let's go back to 1977, the same show where I call back as Star God again and actually have a serious conversation. But, you know, I was actually at my friend Al's house, the guy who called up at first and couldn't resist making funny noises even though he was having a serious conversation. Well, it seems that he couldn't resist doing that even when someone else was having a serious conversation. So you'll hear what happens after I actually get into a good conversation with Ed Goldberg. And keep in mind, you know, I was just a kid out of high school. This was, being on the radio was a very big deal to me, and it was mortifying to see it go wrong at the end of this call. While this is playing, please give us a call and tell your friends, too. If you know somebody who wants the 2600 book, this might be your only chance to get it. Pledges of $50 and above will get you an autographed, personalized copy of the Best of 2600, the collector's edition. That's a different edition than the one that came out originally. This one has a silver cover and also a fold-out of all of the 2600 covers.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's got a CD of various off-the-hook shows, and, of course, it's got over 800 pages of really cool content. 631-632-6901 or
631-632-WUSB. Give us a call right now. That book, by the way, you know, you want to get it, you can get it autographed, customized as a gift. Just let us know who you want it made out to. We'll take care of that for you.
Exactly. We can do things like that. All right, 631-632-6901. Please call us. You know, when we come back, it would be nice to say there's another phone call on the line. We'd be so happy. All right, 1977.
Okay. USB, you're on the air.
Hi, is this Star God?
No, this is not Star God.
Yes, it is. That guy I called before from Mongolia is a phony.
Uh-huh.
I'm right here in Stony Brook. I'm listening, so I want to talk about the Baki thing.
Okay.
Okay? Number one, I want to ask a question. Why is there, why should there be any sort of discrimination at all in what race or color you are when you're entering a college? Why should you even have to tell them what race you are?
Perhaps so that the people considering you for admission can take that in that being your race into account rather, because it's relevant.
But is it relevant?
Ah, well, you know, culture. Well, in general, it is. Yes, don't you think?
Well, it's hard to say, really. I mean, if you let someone in just because he's of a different race and is supposedly deficient, has had a deficient education and hasn't been, you know, connected to the same things that someone else has been, is it right to let him in someplace where he might be over the academy? Is that fair to him?
Well,
the people that aren't let in?
Well, I think the woman who was the first phone caller this evening would argue most vehemently with you that if you expect this person to make the same meet the same standards as everyone else in order to graduate, then yes, it's fair, because you're giving the opportunity which wouldn't be had otherwise, and if this person really is disadvantaged but really wants to work hard, then this person may rise to that and meet the same qualifications as everyone else for graduation.
He may not, and if he doesn't, that means he either has to go through 4 years of misery or he has to drop out and waste a lot of money. It's not fair to either him or the people around him if that does happen. With no telling, you know, how many times that could happen.
Yeah, well, you know, I know a lot of white kids in school who are miserable, you know.
No, this matter of teaching you?
What?
That's a joke. Don't pay any attention to him. Yeah, keep talking. Get off.
Now listen, come on, if you don't want to have a serious conversation, we'll say goodbye right now.
It's just getting off. Yeah, keep talking. Get off, I'm serious.
Goodbye.
Oh, boy. You know, to this day, I think I still hold a grudge about that phone call being ruined. I was having a good conversation with Ed Goldberg there, you know. He was starting to actually listen to what I was saying, and I was actually saying something that was kind of serious.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, as listeners call in here all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, they call into this show specifically, you guys listening right now. You know, you guys are on the air, you know what it's like, and it's not only do you get to say what you'd like to say to a vast audience, but you also get interaction with the station. You're part of the station. You're part of the community,
mm-hmm.
and that's a great feeling. So,
and this station has become such a part of the community.
Oh,
it was incredible back then, the excitement that it caused just by having a local station where people could call in and be a part of things. And I was so lucky to be there right at that moment when it all started. And I know so many other people were a part of that as well. But the excitement is still the same today.
Oh, yeah.
When people just happen upon a local radio station. And yes, here we are. We're right here in Stony Brook. We're right down the road if you're local to us. But you know what? Even if you're somewhere else, even if you're on the other side of the country or the other side of the world, we're still your sounding board. We're still a place where you can express yourself and be a part of this place and be a part of the magic. And it really is magic. There's just no other way to describe it. I want to thank Michael from Brookhaven for his generous donation. And, yes, you will be getting a book. You will be getting the Best of 2600 made out to you. And I want to thank there's another person on the phone right now. So, yes, I'm happy that that we have two calls so far. I just hope that we get more because this place really needs it. The other radio station I work at, where we get tons and tons of calls because it's in the middle of New York City, I guess it varies because the budget there is so much more because of being in the middle of New York City and having a much more powerful transmitter. But we still need to fix equipment and pay bills and things like that here. It's a much smaller operation, but no less significant, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Well, the thing here is that it takes a lot less than the larger stations, obviously, to keep us on the air because our overhead is comparatively minimal.
Mm-hmm.
Our overhead is our broadcast tower, getting our signal to our broadcast tower, maintaining our internal equipment.
Mm-hmm.
There are no salaries. We all do this, Emmanuel included, for gratis. We love to do this.
I don't even get the gratis. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I was talking about this gratis. It was like an Italian drink or something.
It's delicious gratis.
Well, I don't ever get it. I always get here too late. I say, where's the gratis? And they say, that's gone.
You have to go to the green room for the gratis before the
and
show.
No one's telling me what that is either.
But it's all, you know, we love the community. We love what we do. We love communicating with all of you. We love it when we get calls. I mean, on my show, which is right after this, I take phone calls all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Interviews of all types. We interview guests. We talk back and forth to them. You get to ask some questions. If this is important to you, give us a call right now. 631-632-6901.
Yeah, 631-632-9872 is another phone number that works. They both go to the same place. And we're offering, again, for every pledge $50 and above, your own copy of the hardcover blockbuster success. I don't know if it was a bestseller, but it was definitely something that created waves in the hacker community.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe we should explain what the book is. So the Best of 2600, 2600 Magazine, of course, the Hacker Quarterly, all kinds of articles in there about technology, about computers, about telephones, about what hackers do, what Orwellian aspects of the government are out there, all kinds of cool stuff that you just can't read anywhere else.
Great
book. If you subscribe to the magazine, of course, you've seen all this, but this is one way of having it all in one place. And it's basically a compilation of all the best of articles, the ones we consider the best of that kind of encapsulate what was happening year to year from 1984 all the way up until the near present, because
wow,
the book did come out last year. 631-632-9872, you'll get a copy of that signed by me to you, unless you really don't want that, and just tell us that if you don't. Or assigned to anyone you want us to sign it to. And you'll get that for every pledge 50 and above. 631-632-6901. That's our phone number. We want to thank Clint for joining the 90.1 Club. Clint from Port Jefferson Station. Thanks very much. Now, I see we have two people here that are local, and that's good. But I'm wondering where you guys are that are in other parts of the country. You know, you always call up. We get people calling from overseas. We get people calling from the Midwest and from
right,
the West Coast and from the South. You know, this is your radio station, too. This is something that you helped to build and helped to maintain by being part of it, by requesting things, by sending us mail, by being on the radio when we take phone calls. So I would hope that that you take a keen interest in keeping us strong, keeping us on the air. I mean, that's basically what we're talking about, because we can't stay on the air if we don't have the funds to pay the bills. 631-632-9872, and again, we will send you whatever it is that we send everyone else. No discrimination here. You know, it could be any part of the world.
Plus the 2600 book,
mm-hmm.
which is amazing, amazing, amazing. And, you know, you can get the 2600 book elsewhere, but you can't get it signed.
Sure.
And you have the great satisfaction of keeping Emmanuel on the air right here at WUSB Stony Brook.
And if you already have the book, you can get a copy for somebody else.
Exactly. It makes a great gift. Emmanuel will sign it to anyone.
Exactly. Anyone you say.
You can make up a name if you want.
Yeah. You can make up a name that's actually an insult to me.
It could be Star God.
Emmanuel Stinks. It could be like the name that you want me to like make it out to, and I'll have to write that because you told me to write that.
Right.
And then I'll sign my name afterwards.
Give us a call right now, 631-632-6901, 631-632-WUSB.
We have another clip. We have another clip. It's a longer clip that I like to play. It sort of encapsulates more of WUSB, not just me talking, but other people talking, other staffers calling in to this radio program. The same host this time. Yeah, but we're going to play that. Let's get one more phone call in, and then we'll go to that. I think that's fair, right?
Sounds good. Make that phone light up. Give us a call right now, 631-632-6901 or
631-632-WUSB, which is also 631-632-9872. You know, I just got sort of puzzled there because I see people on the phone, but they're on their cell phones in the other room. And they're on their cell phones because they're not picking up the real phone, because the real phone's not ringing, because you're not calling. 631-632-6901.
That's right. We have volunteers in the very next room, and we can see them from here. And we can see because when the little lights light up, they gather around them for warmth. It's a very sad situation, but that's how we are here, and we need your help. 631-632-6901. Help keep our volunteers warm. Give us a call. 631-632-WUSB.
And we are at 90.1 FM, and you can join the 90.1 Club. That's $90.10. And let's run down what people get for that.
Well, for $90.10, you get... First of all, you get the privilege of being in the 90.1 Club with all its great,
it's not a right,
cool
it's a privilege.
Stuff. That's correct. You get your sweatshirt, your T-shirt, your tote bag, normally much more than the 90.1 total right there. Plus, you get a choice of one other item. That's either the cap, a CD, the knit cap, the military-style cap, the travel mug, the ceramic mug, the baseball cap. We got all kinds of caps.
Where do we keep all of this stuff? It's amazing over here.
I don't know.
We have a whole warehouse filled with all kinds of interesting items there.
That's right. Plus, of course, you get the 2600 book.
That's right. But only if you call between now and 7 p.m. It's 6:46
now. And time is running
out. Right. Absolutely is. Now, I know a lot of people listen to the show on as a podcast after it's already put on the air. And for you guys, well, we can't offer you the book, because if we did that, we'd be offering the book 24 hours a day, and we'd quickly go out of business because, you know, it's a donation from 2600 to be able to do this.
Right.
But you can still pledge to the radio station and get all the other things from the 90.1 Club or all kinds of other pledge levels just by going to WUSB.FM and clicking on the pledge links.
Right, and we have pledge levels $25, $50, $75. $75, for example, gets you a sweatshirt. $50 gets you a T-shirt, or also a gift certificate to local restaurants, local cool places, all kinds of stuff. Give us a call right now, 631-632-6901. Call right now.
Yeah, you know, and I was saying, we really want that one call to come in before we go to this next clip, but I don't see it coming in, you know, and do I have to, I don't want to run into Finn's show. He gets very angry when we do that. So
yeah, Emmanuel and I would have to speak for the next 15 minutes,
yeah.
And you guys wouldn't get to hear the clips.
Yeah, so I'm going to go into the clip now, all right, and this is really the biggest act of faith I've had all day, maybe even all last night as well, where I'm going to play a clip that goes about 7 minutes and hope that somebody calls in, 631-632-6901, and makes a pledge. Because, I don't know, if that 7 minutes goes by, if those 7 minutes go by, yeah,
mm-hmm.
And that doesn't happen, I'll tell you, I'm not going to be the same person coming out of that clip as I am going in. I'm going to have a lot of questions, a lot of things to think over, you know what I mean?
I hear you. And I want to hear more clips after that. So give us a call right now, 631-632-6901.
All it takes is one person, and you're that one person. Let's go back to 1977.
You know, they had radio contact with them for a long time, and the people at the base told them that they thought they were flying in the wrong direction, but the instructor didn't believe them. And so, you know, they probably ran out of gas and crashed into the, I don't remember if it was the Atlantic Ocean or the Gulf that they ended up in, but they did.
I see. Well, that's one theory.
Well, of course it is, and we'll never know, you know.
Well, we may. We may find out sometime. If you just look at the past and picture yourself a couple hundred years ago, suddenly being transplanted to this world, you'd see things that you never thought were possible. And I just would like to know some of the things that we don't know, you know, that are around us.
Oh, sure.
We have, I think that would be, one of them, the possibility of some sort of creatures from UFOs or, you know, strange things like that. You know, the Bermuda Triangle might even be a natural force of the Earth itself that we don't even know about yet.
Yes, well, you know, and...
of course, the possibilities. Yeah.
Oh, of course there are. You know, and they'll make for interesting, popular paperback books for years to come. I'm sure. You know.
Yeah, I don't like that aspect of it too much.
No.
That's capitalism for you.
Yeah, right. You know, exactly. Okay, well.
I'd like to hear other people's opinions on UFOs, and if they've seen any, I'd like to hear about that too.
Perhaps we might. If you've been listening to the show, there was a guy about a month ago who called to say that he saw a UFO recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think I was listening that far, though.
Oh, well. Okay, well, maybe there will be others tonight.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you. Just bye.
Bye. That was a whole bit on part of the movie, too. The idea, the story of 2001 was, yes, there are things that we don't yet comprehend, and they do seem godlike to us. 246-7901. We're so superstitious. USB, you're on the air. Hello? You're on the air.
Is it?
You are on the air.
Okay. USB, you're on the air. Hello?
Yeah. Yes, you have to turn your radio down.
Hello.
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 You're on the air.
Okay.
Okay.
Down.
Okay. Now, what can we do for you?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
All right. How are you?
Hi. What's the matter with the phone?
I don't know. It's your phone. Our phones work perfectly at all times.
What's the matter with the phone?
Hello? Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, well, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, I was wondering if you played any Roy Buchanan by any chance.
Hello? No.
Could you possibly play some tonight?
No.
Could you possibly play some tonight?
Nope.
Hello?
Nope. Is that what you called for?
Yes, yeah, about that UFO. I was the guy seeing one tonight.
Oh, really? Where?
Yeah. Right over on 112 here.
What village?
Quarrel Road.
Excuse me?
In Quarrel?
Yeah. What did it look like?
I don't know. It had numbers going across it.
Was the first one the letter N by any chance?
Yes, it was.
I don't think that was a UFO. That was more like an IFO.
Did it?
I think that was an IFO, an unidentified flying object.
Oh.
If it had numbers on it. Far out. Anything else we can do for you?
Are you going to play any Roy Buchanan tonight?
No.
Excuse me?
Nope.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye-bye. 246-7901 is the phone number here at the Big Mighty Campus, and this is WUSB in Stony Brook, lest we forget. USB, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. What's new? What?
This is?
I have a few. Is this, what's his name? What's his name? Somebody quick.
Warren,
yes.
Frank.
Oh, hi, Frank.
I haven't called for about 3 weeks. Been on vacation.
Oh, yeah? Did you go somewhere interesting?
Yeah, Saratoga. interesting.
In Florida?
No, upstate.
Upstate.
The racetrack is?
Oh, yes.
Up there. So.
And now you're home on Long Island, and you're so glad you're here because life here is so much more exciting, right?
Right, I can call you every night, every Saturday night.
Yeah. You seen any UFOs lately?
No.
No?
I don't look up in the sky too much.
No? Do you look down at your feet a lot? Where do you look?
Depends. Straight ahead.
Straight ahead. Don't look back. Bob Dylan said that, so it must be good.
Yeah, I don't like Bob Dylan.
You don't? Well, you're entitled.
Yeah, I feel like Led Zeppelin.
That's right, you see? Different strokes for different folks. Right?
Yeah.
So what's new?
Nothing much.
Nothing much. Well, I got another telephone call waiting, so I'm going to go on to that if that's all right with you, if you have nothing more to say.
All right. I just want to say a little warning.
Well, you did.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I'll call you later on tonight.
Oh, lucky me. Okay, thanks a lot, Frank.
Okay, bye.
Bye. 246-901 is our number. Helpless, 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 helpless. USB, you're on the air.
Hi, friends. Ralph Sport. Motors, the world's largest new automobile big deal series happening. Ralph Sport Motors right here in the city of Brazil. Let's look at the fabulous extras on this fabulous car. Wild wheel, spoke wheel fenders, the wind needs to win vent stars, but in mud yard, spokes, butter, edibles, mirroring, come. Own fenders, dense, factory air conditioned air from our fully factory equipped air conditioned factory. Yes, it's a beautiful car, friends, with doors to match, but as Blackwell says, this automobile was stolen, but for you, friends, the complete price. Only $200,500 in easy monthly payments of $2,500 a week, twice a week, never on Sundays. Now, what do you think about that?
That's very interesting, Jeff. Why don't you call back some other time?
Fine.
Bye. 246-7901. That guy works for us? Works for USB? Why doesn't he call his own radio program? 246-7901 is our phone number.
No, it's not. Don't call that number. That's our old phone number. In fact, we had a different area code then as well. But our new phone number is 631-632-6901. Please call up and support the radio station that brought you those sounds back in 1977. That was an archive recording from way back, 1977. The first few months this radio station was on the air, that was the Ed Goldberg Show, the Saturday Night Circus. And I was a frequent caller to that. And actually, you know, we don't have time this week, but we have a couple more clips from there, and you can see when I actually became a part of that program. Oh, wow, that was something else. So, that's coming your way next week. But first, we got to get some phone calls coming in here, 631-632-6901 or 631-632-9872. We happen to know, we took a look at this, and there's 21 people listening online right now. Yeah, we can see you there. And so we know you're out there. We know you're out there. We know you're listening. And that's just the people online. That's not the people who are listening to the radio signal. And that's not the people that are listening later on the podcast. So I know there's a lot of people that download the show. And you're not immune from this either, you know. If you can call us any time and pledge for the 90.1 Club, or you can go to WUSB.FM and pledge. We all have to come together at times like this. No, times like these, right? No, but it's only one time. I never know how to say that. At this particular time, we all need to come together and pledge and keep the radio station going. Please, 631-632-9872 or 631-632-WUSB or 631-632-6901. Yes. We have the 90.1 Club, which has all kinds of cool WUSB paraphernalia, and all pledges, $50 and above, made in the next few minutes before our show is off the air tonight, we'll get an autographed copy of the Best of 2600 Collector's Edition. You won't be able to get that after tonight, after this show. You will be able to get all the other WUSB items. But you got to call 631-632-9872 or 631-632-6901. Okay, we have to go out now. Interesting story, though, behind the outro tonight. You know, I don't have particular bits of music, and what I like to do is I like to buy them online, and I actually do this. Yes, I do. I believe in that, and it's very cool to be able to do this. Very cool to be able to simply go to a particular commercial site, pay a reasonable price, and download the MP3, and there you have it. Well, I was trying to get the album known as Bush Doctor by Peter Tosh. And for some reason, you cannot get that in this country. So I went to the big mega online download everything and buy everything site. I went to their UK version and found that the album was over there. So I installed all the software that would allow me to download on their terms, and I bought the MP3s that I wanted for the show tonight. And after clicking everything, it said that due to a geographical regulation, I was not allowed to download those MP3s. I mean, you know, they do this for DVDs, but for songs, you can't buy a particular song if you're in a particular country. Doesn't make any sense. I couldn't buy it in the United States because it wasn't available, and I wasn't allowed to buy it from the UK. So, what you're listening to is the result of BitTorrents. Nobody got paid for this. Nice going, record companies. You're doing yourselves in. Enjoy the music. We'll see you next week. 631-632-9872. Good night.
Stop from doing wrong, change your foolish plans. Stop from doing wrong, live up like a man. I'm the toughest. I'm the toughest. Now my little brother, you got to be good. Do what's right, yeah. Don't be bad-minded. Take what's yours, and there'll be no fucking fight. Anything you can do.